800-480-2102. That's 800-480-2102.
The Coast Guard is nearly a decade into a 25-year, $24 billion overhaul intended to add more than 250 vessels to its aging fleet. So what does it have to show so far after spending more than $7 billion? Two new ships. Now the Coast Guard is facing an uphill battle on Capitol Hill. It must persuade a budget-conscious Congress to keep pouring money into a project plagued by management problems and cost overruns. By now, the Coast Guard was supposed to have at least eight new ships either in the water or about to be delivered. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Irene is lashing the northern Leeward Islands with heavy rains and could become a hurricane by Monday. The center said Irene was 10 miles northeast of Guadalupe, with maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour, moving west at 21 miles per hour. A hurricane warning has been issued for the Dominican Republic's southern coast from Cabo and Gano west to the border with Haiti. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
A vacationing President Barack Obama is being kept up to date on developments in Libya, White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
Here on Martha's Vineyard, the president has, we're told, received multiple briefings on Libya and the reports that rebels are closing in on the capital, Tripoli. But senior officials acknowledge it's still an open question what Muammar Gaddafi's next move will be. Will he flee or fight to the bitter end? Obama has repeatedly said Gaddafi has lost all credibility and should step down. He's also said for some weeks Gaddafi's days are numbered. Now, one senior official tells AP that indeed seems to be the case. Mark Smith with the president, Vineyard Haven, Massachusetts.
Traces of medications and other pharmaceuticals found in New York City water are not a health risk, according to a study. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The city's Department of Environmental Protection says millions of New Yorkers are not at risk, even though the drinking water does contain very small amounts of dangerous compounds. The study analyzed three upstate watersheds and found out of 72 compounds, 14 were detected, including the painkillers acetaminophen and ibuprofen and the seizure-controlling medication carbamazepine. The report follows another study prompted by an Associated Press investigation that found pharmaceuticals in drinking water not just in the city but all over the country. Julie Walker, New York.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker.
Prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Teeing it up and talking golf coast to coast across America and around the world on the Armed Forces Network. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for letting us be part of your Sunday morning and part of your weekend. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenoff. Normally, we come to you from the five-star Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Well, today, Tee to Green is back on the road and live from the Keystone Resort in the mountains of Colorado, just off of Interstate 70. We're about 75 miles west of Denver. And if you are a skier, well, then you know Keystone. If you are a golfer, you should know Keystone or get to know it. And that's part of the reason we are here today. You should know Keystone for its two great 18-hole courses, the River and the Ranch. The Ranch, a Robert Trent Jones Jr. design, and we are in the Ranch Clubhouse. We have a room with a view today, a view of the mountains, a view of the golf course. We can see the Keystone Ranch Lake. Some great weather today. Saw some wildlife on the way in this morning. It just doesn't get much better than this. And on the show with us today, we'll be joined by Steve Cornelier. He's the general manager of golf and recreation here at the Keystone Resort. He tells us he's in charge of fun, and that's what we're going to be talking about today here on Tee to Green. Fun from Keystone in the mountains of Colorado. We'll talk golf. We'll talk a little bit about skiing. We'll talk about how things have been going this spring and summer here in this beautiful area just west of the Mile High City of Denver. And we'll do that with Steve Cornelier, the director of fun here at Keystone. We got a couple of golf tips coming your way from Mark Kebble, the assistant head professional at the Broadmoor down in Colorado Springs. And a little bit later in the hour, Jerry will be here as usual to take us on tour. And we'll look at what's happening on the PGA, the LPGA, and the Champions Tour this week. And we're in the month of August, about halfway through, and the summer golf season beginning to wind down, even here at Keystone. But they've got some great things happening, some great deals going on, and it'll be your chance to find out about those today, right here on Tee to Green. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Embarrassed of your belly and love handles? Tired of being overweight? Tackle it once and for all. Go to lose34pounds.com and potentially lose 1 to 2 pounds of fat per day without exercise. Don't believe me? This is a 43-day program that's easy to complete and can potentially reset your metabolism. Lose fat, not muscle. You deserve it. Go to lose34pounds.com. That's lose34pounds.com.
Are you in pain? Have you tried every pain medication, heat pack, cold pack, muscle soak, or topical cream, only to be left with more aches and pains? Then we want to hear from you. We are a consumer products laboratory in Los Angeles, California, conducting a consumer trial for a new pain relief treatment gel developed specifically for arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, joint pain, back pain, and general muscle aches and strains. Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedics at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, recommends this new product for his patients trying to cope with hip and knee pain before and after surgery. If you would like to participate in our consumer trial, please call 1-800-928-5290, and we will send you a one-week supply of our new pain relief product absolutely free. That's 1-800-928-5290. And that's not all. We'll even pay the shipping. All you have to do is pick up the phone, and we do the rest. So don't spend another minute of your life in pain. Call 1-800-928-5290 now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May, What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
The show by golfers for golfers. You found it. It's Tita Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff. We are on the road this weekend away from our usual stop in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor, and we are in the mountains of Colorado, as I mentioned in the open, about 75 miles west of Denver, the beautiful, lovely Keystone Resort, known for its great skiing in the wintertime and its great golf in the spring and summer. And we're here to talk a little bit of both on the show today. And was here a few years ago, Jerry. You didn't make that trip, but I know that we both played these courses together before. It's been a while, but you got a chance to get out yesterday and play the river course. We're set up here at the ranch course. How'd it go yesterday?
Pretty good. I was even through two, and then I wasn't. But we hadn't played the river course since the year it opened a decade ago, and I didn't remember a lot about it. There are a couple holes in the front that are just beautiful, and I just had no remembrance of them. But I swung it okay. That's a course that you couldn't pay me enough to walk that one. I know that one because it's a lot of up and down and a lot of, you know, some distance from green to tee in a couple places. But hit them pretty well, and it was good to finally get back on that course again.
Guy over here to my right, to your left, is the director of fun here at Keystone. He's Steve Cornelier, actual title, General Manager of Golf and Recreation, and he's been our host yesterday and today, and he's the man responsible for us being here, and he's responsible for all the fun. Hi, Steve.
Well, good morning, Jay and Jerry, and welcome to the lap of luxury up here in the mountains where it's nice and cool and, you know, no humidity and thin air where that golf ball will fly further.
And another guy with the radio voice, a voice better than yours, Jerry. We should be on the other side. He should be doing this.
Yeah.
So how long have you been here, Steve?
Well, I tell you, I've been very fortunate. Right after I was discharged out of the Air Force, my wife and I bought a small trailer, traveling the western United States for 6 months, looking for that desirable place to work, live, and raise a family. And we camped out here in August of 1975.
And you haven't left.
I haven't unpacked. So 36 years exactly.
The tent stakes are still in the same place they were back then.
That's right. I told my wife this weekend we could unpack the Rambler.
Well, obviously we know why you stayed. I mean, just look around this place. It's beautiful. And if you're in charge of the weather, good job there too.
Well, I tell you, we try and be, you know, anyone in golf, no matter where you're playing around the world, people in the golf business, we're in charge of getting the sun up in the morning and putting it to bed at night. And that's what I tell my staff. So when we interview them, we want to make sure they understand what 5 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning is, and also, you know, as we tuck it away into the sunset at night as well.
What was Keystone like when you came here all those years ago? I mean, it's always been known for its skiing, right?
Right. You know, the Ski Mountain opened in November 1970. It's a small mountain that we knew at that time. And then it was being developed by Ralston Prina as early as 1973 into a year-round resort. And that was one of the major attractions for me and my wife to come here, because in 1975 we already had a lodge and lodging, and we had a village and a lake and some meeting space and things like that. But we saw the potential for more than just skiing, and skiing is very important to us here. Now we're 3 mountains deep with Durkham Mountain and North Peak and the Outback. And this past year was just one incredible year. A lot of our listeners who enjoyed Colorado skiing or snowboarding experienced. We received 100 inches more than our 10-year average. But I tell you, we have developed into a full year-round resort with a very large conference center, which is the largest in all the Rocky Mountains from north to south. So we entertain close to 1,000 groups a year here. For more than just meetings, you know, it's hiking, biking, rafting, sailing, kayaking, jeeping, golf, concerts, special events. In the summertime, horseback riding, dinner, hay wagon rides. Then in the wintertime, you know, it's certainly the Colorado's best is a Keystone winter.
Steve, I know coming from Southern California where there's so many places that have night skiing, I was surprised when I moved to Colorado that there isn't more of that going on. Are you the only place in the state that's got the night skiing, or is there one other?
There's a couple small day areas closer to the Front Range of Colorado, but being a Minnesota boy right out of Minneapolis, that's how we cut our teeth is night skiing. On ice, you know, or boilerplate.
Yeah, that's what I grew up on, definitely.
Yeah, I'm outnumbered here, by the way, 2-1 in Minnesota versus Colorado.
In fact, I always said the best skiers come out of the Midwest and the Northeast because they learn how to, one, sharpen their skis and hold an edge. But
know how to dig those heels in. There you
go. We introduced night skiing back in December of 1985 because I had shared with them, you know, let's create an experience that's longer in the day where you don't have to be up at the crack of dawn. You could start your day at 10 o'clock. You could go take a nap in between and come back in the evening, especially if it's snowing. Night skiing and snow is a cool combination, and we certainly have that here at Keystone.
Yeah, for anyone that hasn't ever skied at night, it's very peaceful and calm, and sometimes depending, you know, the shadows can be a little tricky from here and there, but I encourage anyone that comes to Keystone to take one evening and make that your skiing time. It's just a ton of fun.
And it's also included in your day ticket or your season pass if you have it. So, and again, for those people familiar with their skiing, you don't have to rush up out of Denver or Colorado Springs or Fort Collins and get in the traffic. You know, come up at a leisure pace and avoid the traffic going home. Have a little dinner, go back and ski, and then go home.
So you came here way back when to a resort known for its skiing, and now, as you said, skiing and golf are the two big attractions here at Keystone. When you first came, was it sort of your vision or in the back of your mind that, hey, this place can be a great golf resort as well as a ski resort?
And that's one thing we've always tried to position. We were very fortunate being owned and operated by Ralston Prina back in the 70s and 80s, right till January 1997. And they had a vision of a year-round resort and how to expand it into mountain recreation year-round, which has helped not only for the economy here in Summit County, but for employment, to provide employment for kids year-round. And that was a big attraction for my wife and I. So when the snow melted, you know, the fun didn't.
Sure.
We just went into the rafting, the golf. And then in August 1977, the piece of land we're looking at now called Keystone Ranch was a working cattle ranch from way back in the early 1900s. And we purchased this piece of land and developed golf. So we were one of the very first mountain resorts to develop golf. And Robert Trent Jones, who also built the one up in Steamboat, and then followed by one at Beaver Creek, and then one down in Crested Butte at Skyland, you know. Robert Trent Jones, Jr. really set his footprint and his brand and his stamp in mountain golf here, which led into an infusion of other golf courses designed by other architects.
So after you had the ranch and its 18 holes open for a while, you decided that wasn't enough, so you added the river as well, didn't you?
Too much fun is never enough.
Sure.
Isn't that right? So we were very fortunate back in about 1990 then. I was just leaving the marketing department after 13 years, and Ralston Prina called and said, Steve, let's put a set of numbers together and see what it would take to build a second golf course. Because business was good, and our conference business is good, and we just needed to host more golfers and create some more utilization in, through tee times. So over from 1990 to 1997, it took us 7 years to go through the design and planning process before we got the permits to go ahead and start building. And through that process, we interviewed 10 different architectural groups, and then we made the final decision with Dr. Michael Herzen and Dana Fry out of Columbus, Ohio, to design a resort golf course that would complement the ranch. We didn't need two golf courses with the same footprint, same
sure.
feeling. And as the two of you have experienced, whether Jerry yesterday in the river, the two of you will play the ranch today, you know, it's two different personalities, two different shot
making. Completely, yep.
Two different view corridors, you know, and just like at the ranch, this is the true meaning of awesome right here.
I couldn't have said it better.
Boy, that pretty much sums it up right there, doesn't it?
We are at Keystone, Colorado, along Interstate 70, some 75 miles west of Denver. The two great courses here are the river and the ranch. We are at the ranch, and we're going to continue talking with Steve Cornelier. He's the general manager of golf and recreation here at Keystone and the guy in charge of all the fun. Steve will be our guest for this hour. We'll continue to get some background on the history of this place, a little bit about the architects and the design and what went into that as we
talk golf on the road, Tee to Green, Keystone, today on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles, or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year, 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark Kelbel again, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about fairway wood play. And there's three things I want you to keep in mind to help you hit those a little bit better. One is your grip tension and where you have it in the stance. You need nice, loose grip tension when you're trying to hit a fairway wood. This will help you get it on the face. Remember, your goal with a fairway wood is to advance the ball in play. You can heel it, you can toe it, you can even take a little turf. As long as you advance it in play, you've accomplished your goal. The only thing you want to avoid with a fairway wood is a bad miss, top or a pop-up. Secondly, where do you place the ball in your stance? Put a little more in the middle of it. This will help be a little bit more forgiven if it's not perfect. Again, you just want to advance it in play. So play a little bit more in the middle of your stance. The last thing is, if the ball is a little bit below your feet or a little bit above your feet, make adjustments accordingly. If it's below your feet, you got to bend your knees just a little bit more. Take a practice swing or two to help you get used to staying down to that ball. Make sure you clip your grass. And if the ball is above your feet, choke the club a little bit. Take a practice swing or two to help you find out where exactly the ball is in reference to the bottom of your swing there. It'll help you get it on the face and advance the ball in play. That's your number one goal with a fairway wood.
For more on making contact with a fairway wood, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional.
We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it, Tee to Green, across the satellite radio dial, both on Sirius and XM. We are worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Transportation this week on Tee to Green, provided by STI Fleet Services, the Colorado Springs office, and the Mazda Motor Corporation. This week's drive of the week is the Mazda 5, brand new. You can check out and see how the Mazda 5 ranks on the Tee to Green drive scale. That's drivability, rideability, image, value, and economy. Find out what we liked and didn't like about the 2012 Mazda 5, the drive of the week, at teetogreenradio.com. That's our website. By the way, you can also follow Tee to Green on Facebook. Go to our website and click on the Facebook icon to do that. We're on the road this weekend. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff coming to you from the Keystone Resort in the mountains west of Denver, 75 miles west of Denver, right off of Interstate 70. And the two great golf courses here are the River and the Ranch. We are set up in the clubhouse at the Ranch course, a Robert Trent Jones design, and our guest, Steve Cornelier, director of fun, the general manager of golf and recreation here at Keystone. So, Steve, you came here back when it was just a ski resort, then you got the Ranch, your first golf course. You went to 18 more with the River back in the late 1990s. Well, any plans for more golf, or is this going to do for now?
Does so goes the club face. So if you let that kind of...
Oops. There we go.
At Keystone, right now, 36 holes. We're comfortable with that amount of tee times that are available. You know, for a season that goes from mid-June till early October. However, you know, we've got other golf, you know, through Vail Resorts, because our company is Vail Resorts, and we've got our Beaver Creek course, which is a Trent Jones course, just down the road from us. And then we've got the Greg Norman, Tom Fazio at Red Sky right here in Colorado. We've got another Robert Trent Jones Jr. course at our Jackson, Wyoming, Jackson Golf and Tennis Club up there. And we've even acquired some golf through North Star at Tahoe that we recently acquired buying that ski mountain and resort, as well as we're even in Jamaica.
Wow.
Jamaica, man, Half Moon Bay down there, that's part of Vail Resorts. So right now we're comfortable with the amount of golf, with eight golf courses we have under the umbrella of Vail Resorts. However, we're always looking at new opportunities for acquisition, you know, management contracts, and in year-round resorts too. But with golf and in the industry and where we're at right now, I think our goal is to get more people playing more often, as well as getting new people into it. And I think we do a very good job here with kids programs, with ladies programs, senior programs, or people that have just never had a chance to play golf. So whether you're here on vacation or you're up here as a local, we can offer an extension of any type of clinic program to introduce you to golf.
You've got so many, being a resort destination, you've got a lot of people that, you know, just traveling through on their own, and certainly, like you said, with all the groups you host, you know, you've got packages for golf and everything too. Do you get a lot of new golfers out of some of those convention type groups is that work really well for you to introduce a lot of those people to the game?
It is. Good example. We've got a big conference group in town arriving today. We're going to host a double-headed shotgun at the Ranch and River tomorrow, as well as Tuesday. And there's a good percentage of golfers coming with meeting groups that maybe play once a year because of their annual trip for a corporate outing. And it tickles their fancy, you know, to say, hey, I'm more interested than just once a year. or I want to attend a golf show or follow a tournament and learn more about it. And I think, especially with conferences that we have year after year, and we get to meet a lot of these attendees, over time we have seen where they have picked up the game more than just once a year when they're going out for the annual outing. So golf, as we're all familiar with, really invites you to get out there and enjoy the natural resources of not just the game of golf itself, but the surroundings of which all these golf courses are built, whether it's West Coast, East Coast, European, whatever. There's a flavor that I've enjoyed since 1959 when I was introduced to golf as a caddy that I take more away from, say, the experience than just the shot making, the game itself. Mm-hmm. And, it's that recreational outing, the experience. And sometimes I'll fill out my scorecard before I go out just so I don't have to worry about keeping score.
Hey, that's a neat little plan. We should think about that a little more often.
So,
we'll see how it goes today.
And then do you see how close you get to the final number afterwards, or don't you worry about
that? Well, it's like forecasting weather or financials or the stock market or whatever,
Hit and miss.
So,
right?
Hey, it's all the same anymore. It's all numbers, but there's an experience out there that everyone should try and get out and enjoy. And just like we've got a program that starts at 5 o'clock every day at both courses where kids play free, if accompanied by an adult. And that way, we just want to introduce more people to the game of golf, and that's one of the best ways we can do it.
Of the two courses, the River and the Ranch, which gets more play, or is it pretty evenly split?
Right now, in fact, we've had the River open since 2000, so the River has been getting more play than the Ranch. The River's maybe a little more forgiving after you learn the shot making of that golf course. We've got wider fairways, a little bigger greens, easier access into the greens. And that was one of the design features that I asked the architects, to fold into their design. And again, we wanted to complement our Trent Jones course here at the Ranch. The Ranch, as we know, it's a true test of golf. You should bring your A game wherever you go playing. But the River, just due to it's visible from the highway, whereas the Ranch, is tucked back in this beautiful valley. So just some of the general, road traffic that we get into the River. Plus, the River has a little longer season, a week on the front end and the back end. And that's the way we laid it out with the golf holes more in an east-west fashion. It's where we get the early morning sun and the late day sun. Because laying out a golf course in the mountains is pretty tricky, and you want to get as much daylight as you can for the golfing purpose, for tee times and availability, but also for growing the grass, and making sure that you've got a longer cycle during the day for the growing season. So a lot of little tricks like that we've learned over the years.
When I was playing yesterday at the River, and I didn't remember, a lot of this. The Ranch obviously is completely in this little meadow, and it's easily... it's easy to see how, you would put a golf course here, and it's certainly got anyone that's played a Robert Trent Jones Jr. golf course. The Ranch has his stamp all over it. When I was playing yesterday, there's a couple places in the River where I couldn't have envisioned putting golf in some of the locations because, Herdson and Fry had to work around, forest boundaries,
the
a little
river.
More.
They had to work around the river.
The river, forest boundaries, housing tracks already in there. And, they did their homework, didn't they?
I tell you what, it was not an easy assignment. And some of the architects we interviewed pulled out because they didn't feel we had enough land because we basically had 218 acres. We had to design 81 new home sites in that area. We had the Snake River. We had to make sure we had access to the fishing corridor, that there was a wildlife crossing for the elk. We also had to incorporate hike and bike trails around the perimeter of the golf course. So there are a lot of variables. And then you say, okay, once we meet all the county, codes as well, and there was about 120 acres left. And the first time the architects took a look at it, we did it on snowshoes through the woods and laying it out. But it's always interesting to work with an architect. They're artists, they're visionaries. They can really see what they can see, and sometimes I understand that based on the shot making, through a dense woods or through the elevation changes, like we have so many elevation changes at the River. In fact, on the 13th hole, that par 5 uphill, we're going from the tee, and the architect says, he's got his topo mats in front, see if I can see this beautiful par 5. So we start snowshoeing up what we thought would be the center line. right into a herd of elk. So working with architects is working with artists, and they get great perception of design, but also then use the owner, operator, manager hat to fold in with the architects. This is how we need some of the playability so that we introduce that element of fun. Because if it's not fun, don't do it.
Steve, we've got to take another break. When we come back, we'll continue. Steve Cornelier is our guest, Director of Golf Fun Recreation here at Keystone Resort, Keystone, Colorado. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff. This is Tee to Green on the Sports
Byline. If you're out for the evening and you've been drinking, get a ride, call a cab, or find some other safe way home. Because getting arrested for drunk driving can cost you a lot more than an arrest and a fine. You could face legal fees, court costs, the loss of your license, and more. Right now, cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving, and they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
I used to be that guy you'd see riding a big old bike down the highway. Man, I love that. Don't have that bike anymore. Sold it when I lost my license for riding drunk. You may still see me, though. Now I'm the guy picking up trash, wearing a fluorescent vest that says Community Service.
Cops are cracking down on drinking and riding all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Ride sober or get pulled over.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I get really frustrated with my computer. Now, what do you do when you get frustrated by your computer? Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks here for My Computer Works. Now, whether you have a simple question or it's a major computer crisis, My Computer Works can help. Now, when you have a problem with your computer, you simply pick up the phone, call their friendly technicians, and they connect directly to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's immediate, it's safe, it's secure, and it doesn't require anyone coming into your home. There's no problem or question too small. My Computer Works is your personal computer help desk. And only $24.95 a month. You can call them when you need them.
Call My Computer Works right now at 1-800-574-3017. That's 1-800-574-3017. Again, it's toll free at 1-800-574-3017.
Hey, My Computer Works. Does yours?
Savings is everything during Toyota's nationwide clearance event. Right now, your Toyota dealer has the summer's best deals on all your favorite models. Visit your local Toyota dealer to find the fuel-efficient vehicle you've been looking for. And right now, get 0% APR financing for a full 60 months on a new 2011 Camry or Tundra. Plus, get $500 bonus cash on Camry or $1,000 bonus cash on Tundra. Or choose 0% APR financing for 36 months on some of our most fuel-efficient models, including Corolla, Highlander, Sienna, Avalon, and Venza. But hurry, the nationwide clearance event ends soon.
0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed. 0% APR financing for 36 months with $2,778 per $1,000 borrowed. On approved credit from Toyota Financial Services, offers exclude Matrix and hybrid models. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 9/6/11.
Toyota, a proud sponsor of Calling All Sports and the Toyota Road Shows with Marty Terrell.
Tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap,
tap-a-roo. Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark Kelbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today we want to talk to you about pitching and how important it is to be able to make the right motion there to get the ball closer to the cup where you can make more up and downs. First of all, when you're pitching, I want the ball right in the middle of your stance. Now, there are variations off this, and certain lies may dictate otherwise, but for the most part, you want the ball right in the middle of your stance. Secondly, I want you to think of hands on a clock. Your backswing generally mirrors your follow-through in regards to length. sometimes you're going to follow through a little bit more just to keep the momentum of the golf swing there. Think of 9-3. This will help you keep nice controlled motion, good contact, and get the ball to where you want to go. Lastly, the back of your left hand is going to mirror your club face. Whatever the back of the left hand does, so goes the club face. So if you let that kind of turn over, the ball will likely either be hit in the middle of the golf ball, or you'll pull it, or you'll put topspin on it. At the end of your golf swing, you want to be able to put a cup of coffee on the face of your golf club there, going right at your target. That'll help you be more accurate, make putts.
Save strokes, get the ball up and down. For more, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your nearest PGA professional.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. You found it. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff on the road this week. We're in Keystone, Colorado at Keystone Ranch Golf Course at the clubhouse. Great view, magnificent weather, and we're going to get out and hit it for 18 holes in just a little bit after the show today. Thanks to the man who's with us right now, Steve Cornelier, who's the director of golf and recreation here at Keystone, has been for a number of years. Before we get back to Steve, Jerry, I do want to pass along our best wishes and a get well to our good buddy Dal Finsterwald. Dal had a little accident a few days ago and broke his collarbone, so the golf clubs are going to be in the closet for a while. We had Dal on the show just a couple of weeks ago before he went down to the PGA Championship as a former PGA champion. He won the thing back in 1958. He went back for the Champions Dinner and all the good things that go along with that. He was told some great Arnold Palmer stories on the show with us a couple of weeks ago, and all we can say is, Dal, get well soon, get back on the golf course soon.
Yeah, and he told one about Arnold that we didn't, after we were off the air or something, too, about he was asking Arnold how he was hitting him, and Arnold says, I'm hitting him so short I can hear him land these days. That's not good.
No, that's not good. It might be good for you and me, but not for Arnold Palmer. Steve Cornelier is our guest, and he is, as we said, we've been kind of having some fun with him today, calling him the director of golf. I think he likes that title, director of fun here at the Keystone Resort in the mountains of Colorado, just west of Denver. Steve, your seasons run differently, of course, being up here in the mountains at a higher elevation than they do down at the Broadmoor or down at other places here in Colorado. Yeah, and you opened a little bit later this year than you were hoping, didn't you?
Goodness, yes. Tell you what, we had about 350 inches of snow this year. And, you know, when we start our golf season, which is pretty much in March, and I say March because that's when we start the snow removal process. Mm. And this year it took us until 2 days before we opened to remove all the snow from the river course, opening late May this year, just 1 week late. But we've got big machines that we go out there and remove the snow off all the greens first, and then the tee boxes, cart paths so we can get around. And then right down before opening day, we were still hand-shoveling snow out of bunkers this year, which I've never had staff do before. We just usually let that melt.
So it's kind of a mixed blessing that it's great. The snow is great for the skiing, but not so great for the golfing.
You know, that's very true. I get a little selfish. I'm saying, okay, stop. Ski season's over, you know. And then April, May, it continued to snow. So we had a great season. And a lot of our golfers are skiers, and skiers are golfers, which is a nice combination for us and a lot of good mix.
I imagine there may be days when you can do both, right?
Easy. Yeah. In fact, a lot of times we'll have a package with our sister resort, Arapaho Basin, just up the hill from us, 5 miles up the hill at a base elevation at 10,800, going up to almost 13,000, where you're skiing in the morning when the snow is really good yet, and then come down here and play some afternoon golf at the river or the ranch.
Jerry, that's a pretty good day.
That's a banner day. That's about as good as it can get. Steve, I wanted to ask you before I forget here, you showed up here before the first golf course was even put in here. Do you even remember what things were like back then?
You know, Jerry, I certainly do, because, you know, as I'm looking due south right now with the two of you, this was a working cattle ranch, and my wife and I showed up here, and I got to know the foreman fairly well. So my wife and I would come down here and have some huge steaks here in the old kitchen here in the ranch house. And then I eventually wound up hiring his girlfriend as a lift operator. So when I look down the back nine here in this valley, I still visualize cattle out there. And the lettuce fields, because they also had a lot of agriculture fields. Exactly. So I just visual it. And Robert Trent Jones just took the natural beauty of this valley and did very little to sculpt it into a golf course and maintain, you know, the integrity of this valley, the history of this valley. And a lot of the original working stable buildings on the lower nine there, you'll play that par three, number five into the old stable buildings there.
Right.
And then into our old homestead way back where we do our dinner, sleigh rides and hay rides too. So it's easy for me because we're just sitting outside of one of the original walls here of the ranch house, even though we're in the bar area. So there's a lot of history that goes into this building.
Can anybody come up and play these courses, or do you have to be, is there a membership? Do you have to be a guest at the resort? How does that work?
You know, both golf courses, Keystone Ranch and the River Course at Keystone, are resort courses, but open to the general public. And you can make your tee times 30 days in advance at either one. You can come on a stay-and-play package and enjoy the luxury like the two of you did at our Keystone Lodge last night, or stay in one of our many condominiums or rental homes as well. So it is open to anybody, and you can look us up, you know, on golfkeystone.com and book your tee times through that online, or you can call us on our 800 number, or you can book a lodging package. And we've got a series of 800 numbers if you want to just come up and dine here at the ranch restaurant, which was the top-rated restaurant in all of Colorado for 3 years in a row in the early 2000s by a Zagat survey. So.
And it's not just Keystone. You're not that far from Breckenridge. You've got Frisco just up the road, just down the road here. You've got Dillon, and you've got Lake Dillon and all the recreation there, too.
Well, Summit County will offer probably more in any given county in all of Colorado or maybe anywhere in the western United States, like you just described. You know, the town of Breckenridge with events going on all the time. And we own the ski area and a variety of lodging there as well. And you've got the town of Frisco and Silverthorne and Dillon with a lot of special events going on all the time. In fact, here at Keystone this weekend, we've got the Blues Festival and Art Show going on till late day today. And there's something going on. We got the Pro Cycling Tour coming through all of Colorado this year, which starts tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
which is huge, huge, huge. You know, a big economic boost for all of our merchants and everyone in the state of Colorado.
And the sailboats were out in full force on Lake Dillon
sure
yesterday.
Yes.
When we came up, they were just dotting the entire lake surface yesterday. Beautiful to drive in here.
How's the summer been for you?
You know, I tell you what, we're really pleased. I'm not sure we would want to trade with anybody. You know, even though we had a little slow start, we stretched skiing as long as we could this year at Vail and Breckenridge, which holds the snow a little bit better. Plus, both Vail and Breckenridge got over 500 inches of snow this year. So skiing was good, therefore, with the runoff. Rafting was great. Lake Dillon filled. Like you said, you saw all the sailboats out there. Lodging's been good. Our conference business is good. So I think with the access close to the Front Range of Colorado, DIA, just a short drive, for the most part, an hour and a half up the hill, and we offer anything for anybody. And if we don't have it, then you're sitting at home and collecting dust. And, you know, don't sit home. Get out and participate. Don't spectate. Get away from that TV. Because if you collect dust, then that dust will turn into rust.
Yeah, boy, it sure does. You've got a great situation here where coming west from Denver, Summit County is really the first real destination area. People can go, you know, further to Vail and Aspen and everything. But basically, it's just barely an hour from the western edge of Denver, so you've got that working for you, obviously.
Hop, skip, and a jump just up the hill, Jerry, exactly. You come through the tunnel or over Loveland Pass, and Keystone Resort is your first major destination resort west of the Mississippi River. You want to go that far.
That's true.
That is very true.
Yeah.
And easy to get to, whether you're driving from Kansas City or flying in from Chicago or wherever.
Now, other than Colorado, where do your skiers and golfers come from mostly?
You know, I tell you, heavy Midwest. Good population bases certainly are Chicago, Dallas, Houston. And what we've seen this year a lot is the heat that we know have just plagued the Midwest.
Yeah.
Whether it's Kansas City, Dallas, Houston, Lubbock, wherever.
St. Louis, yeah.
St. Louis. I tell you what, heat drives good business to us. You know, just like this morning, you know, it's nice and cool here this morning. Actually, it was a little warmer this morning. We were in the 40s versus the 30s, getting up to 75 today. I mean, you start off with a wind shirt on, you take it off by 9:30, 10 o'clock, you put it back on around 6:30 at night.
Yeah.
So the heat has worked well for us. Unfortunately for some back in the Midwest and the South that have had to tolerate that, not so good. But I tell you what, right here at 9,300 feet, it's a good place to camp out and let the kids jump into the swimming pool or rent bikes from us at the, you know, the Keystone Lake. There's just too many things to do in a given summer. I need to take a summer off and enjoy some of it.
And you've got the stables here, too, also, just
stables
just off
big.
The road from driving up here. Yep.
You know, trail rides. We do the dinner hay wagon rides. We do barn dances for group. You know, and one of the great things, too, is so many people have returned year after year. And, like, at the ranch here, you know, you can have dinner here for a special occasion. But one of the real treats is if you've got a daughter and want her to get married, this is the place to do it. My daughter was married here 11 years ago.
Wow.
Which is just, you know, spectacular. So, you know, the dining options are just, you know, unending anywhere at Keystone or in all of the county, too, and at Breckenridge where we have our other resort or Vail or Beaver Creek. So a lot of plus things going.
I know if people can't find about 15 good places to eat in Summit County, they're just not looking hard enough.
Well, I tell you what.
And I'm being conservative, obviously, with that number,
yeah,
too.
They're probably a little too thin then, and they probably have to rent a shadow.
So now, season winding down, but you still have some stay-and-play packages available, right?
Well, I tell you what, even going into Labor Day this year, we have shortened our summer season pricing strategy, and we're starting the last week of August for golfing, for stay-and-play packages, and going through our closing dates in early October. So it's never too late, and I think for every golfer that was here maybe earlier in the season when the weather was, you know, still a little coolish, boy, I tell you what, there is nothing better than fall golf here in the mountains.
Yeah.
Whether it's the ranch, the river, or our Beaver Creek course, or wherever you might be, fall is where it's at. And if you've got a chance, get up here. The days get a little shorter, but I'll tell you what, the experience is better and I think more rewarding. It's just soft, selective, and even though your golf game's the same.
Keystone.com, you can check it out for that. You got a closing date for your golf courses, or are you going to Mother Nature dictate that?
Sometimes Mother Nature, but we're going to wrap up the ranch around October 2nd and then October 9th for the river course because winter comes fast. We turn off the irrigation. We turn on the snowmaking.
Yeah.
We got to put it to bed. And that's the other thing, too, is we don't aerate our greens until after we close.
All right. Steve Cornelier from Keystone. We'll take a break. Come right back after this. This is Tee to Green.
Savings is everything during Toyota's nationwide clearance event. Right now, your Toyota dealer has the summer's best deals on all your favorite models. Visit your local Toyota dealer to find the fuel-efficient vehicle you've been looking for. And right now, get 0% APR financing for a full 60 months on a new 2011 Camry or Tundra. Plus, get $500 bonus cash on Camry or $1,000 bonus cash on Tundra. Or choose 0% APR financing for 36 months on some of our most fuel-efficient models, including Corolla, Highlander, Sienna, Avalon, and Venza. But hurry, the nationwide clearance event ends soon.
0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed. 0% APR financing for 36 months with $2,778 per $1,000 borrowed. On approved credit from Toyota Financial Services, offers exclude Matrix and hybrid models. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 9/6/11.
Toyota, a proud sponsor of Calling All Sports and the Toyota Road Shows with Marty Terrell.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way.
Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
We like to call it the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf, and another hour has flown by. Now you know why. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, live at the Keystone Resort here in the mountains of Colorado. Before we get back to our guest, Steve Cornelier from Keystone, Jerry's going to take us quickly on tour.
Busy weekend, Jay. The Senior Players Championship at Westchester in New York, which used to host the PGA Tour all those years. Fred Couples looking for his first major senior major win. He's at minus 11. He's won better than Peter Senior and John Cook. And then Corey Pavin hasn't won on the Champions Tour yet. He's at minus 8. The regular tour and the Wyndham tournament down in Greensboro, Webb Simpson charged his way into the lead by going 6-under over a five-hole stretch from 13 through 17 yesterday. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Final 9, 29. He's at 15-under, two better than Tommy Gainey, three ahead of John Malinger and Carl Peterson, who shot a 63 to get into it yesterday. And the women are at Pumpkin Ridge, the other course, not the one that was used for the coupled U.S. Opens, but they're playing the Ghost Creek course for the Safeway Classic. Nayan Choi at minus 8, three better than Stacey Lewis, Mika Miyazato, Ryan O'Toole, Brittany Lincecum, and Grace Park on the leaderboard chasing them this morning.
We're at Keystone. They have two courses here, the Ranch Course, the River Course. Golf Digest has named Keystone among America's top 75 golf resorts. Golf Magazine awarded the silver medal for America's best golf resorts. And the River Course, Golf for Women, named it one of the 50 best courses for women. Steve Cornelier, our guest from the Keystone Resort. He's been with us the entire hour. Steve, not much time left, but let's tell folks if they want to find out more information about the skiing here, the golf here, any of the amenities, stay-and-play packages, how do they do that?
Tell you what, we have great websites for golf, golfkeystone.com, or you can punch into keystoneresort.com, and that'll get into your lodging, tell you about the winter coming up with lift tickets, season passes. We've got an 800 number for lodging, 328-1323, and all these numbers can be found through golfkeystone.com. So easy access. Give us a call. Book online. Come up. Cool your heels here in the summertime. Enjoy some fall golf and get ready for your winter season for another epic year.
All right, Steve, thanks for the hour. Thanks for having us up here.
Hey, anytime. Come on back, Jay and Jerry.
We're Keystone, 75 miles west of Denver. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, thanks for joining us today. Till next time, hit them long. Hit them straight.
IRN.